You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, April 16th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 10%. That's roughly how far retail sales jumped in March from the prior month. That was well above economists' forecasts. They expected around 6% of retail spending growth. But there are still questions about the sustainability of the post-pandemic retail boom. Part of the reason consumer spending was so strong was the one-time stimulus payments that went out to Americans in March. And excluding gasoline and autos, the rise was a little less pronounced. One core measure of sales that excluded those categories and a few others rose around 7%, slightly below economist forecasts. The next number up is 576,000. That's how many people applied for first-time unemployment insurance in the week ended April 10th. That was the lowest number since March 2020, during the early days of the pandemic. The number of jobless claims matters to investors because it gives an early look at the recovery of the labor market. If the jobs market rebounds quickly this year as the economy reopens, that could cause gains in stocks and declines in bond prices, meaning yields should move higher. But bond yields didn't rise after Thursday's report. They actually fell. That's a sign that investors were already expecting strong economic data this month. And after a sell-off in bonds early this year, they might have been too bearish on the bond market. Our last number is $4 million. That's how much cash Delta Airlines generated each day in March, according to the company. It's the first month that Delta has generated cash instead of burning it since March of last year. The company announced the good news in a first quarter earnings report where its revenue beat analyst expectations. The airline has seen a pretty big rebound in domestic leisure travel, but its business and international travel revenues are still well below last year. Same goes for its revenue per passenger. So despite the good news, Delta's stock was down 2.8% on Thursday. Still, things are looking up for the industry in general, and Delta forecasts that it will return to profitability in the third quarter of this year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, April 16th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.